Oh, my goodness. Is it that time again? I guess it is. It's time for us to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Come on, everybody. Let's go. Yes, it is time to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Time for us to learn about all kinds of things and have some fun, too. And now let's go over to Grandpappy Sparks' hobby shop and see what's going on. You'd better be careful, Grandpappy. You stacked those drinking glasses too high.
Nonsense, Ray. I want to see just how tall a stack of glasses can make.
All right, but I warned you.
Now then, I'll just add one more glass to the stack. Now, hold still there. Careful now.
Oh, the stack of glasses are falling. Now you've done it. You've broken all the glasses.
Shucks. I thought I could stack those things so they wouldn't fall. What happened?
Well, I know one thing. That floor didn't jump up and break them.
I know that. They fell to the floor.
Sometimes gravity isn't such a good thing to have around.
Gravity. Always gravity. I guess I should have been more careful. What goes up must come down.
Well, that's not always true.
What do you mean? Everybody knows that's true. What goes up must come down.
What about the moon rockets or the space explorers? They went up, and they never came back.
Well, that's different. They left the Earth.
That's right. And when they've left the Earth, they also left the pull of gravity.
Well, look who's here. Mr. Simmons, the house painter. Hello there, Mr. Simmons.
Hi, Grandpappy. Hi, Ray.
Land sakes, just look at you. What are you painting, a house or yourself?
I know. I spilled a little paint on my clothes.
A little? You look like you just come from an explosion in a paint factory. What happened?
I've been painting up a tall ladder. I guess some of the paint dribbled off my brush and fell down on my clothes.
Ha-ha! Gravity at work again! Right, Ray?
Right. Gravity is with us all the time.
What's all this talk about gravity?
Ray and I were just talking before you came in. I piled a stack of drinking glasses up, and they all fell down and broke.
Yeah, I see the mess, but what's that got to do with gravity?
Don't you see? Gravity was the thing that pulled them down to the floor.
Grandpappy's right. If the Earth didn't have any gravity, that stack of glasses would just float right up to the ceiling of the hobby shop.
And I suppose they all would have broken on the ceiling instead of the floor.
Gravity is the force that pulls everything down to the ground.
You know, I like that word force, Ray. That's what gravity feels like.
And if it wasn't for our gravity, I probably would have all this paint on my hair instead of my shoes.
It sure would be a strange world if there was no gravity. Everything would go up and up and up. Goodness knows, prices are high enough as it is.
Gravity is a wonderful thing. That is, unless you're falling off a cliff or out of a tall building. Everything we do is controlled by the force of gravity.
What about airplanes? They don't have gravity pulling on them.
Oh, yes, they do. The gravity keeps the passengers in their seats, and gravity helps the plane to land back on the ground.
I just thought of another thing that gravity does. It makes the paint on my brush run down my arm when I hold my hand in the air.
You should learn how to paint, Mr. Simmons.
Everything on our Earth is pulled by gravity.
Everything?
Because gravity is pulling everything down, water is able to run downhill.
And don't forget about sleds and bicycles. They can coast down the hill because of gravity.
Gravity lets us pour a glass of milk. And gravity helps us sitting down in chairs. Say, let's get my paper and pencil. I'd like to write down some of these things.
I never thought about gravity before. I guess it's pretty important.
Now, I'm ready. I'd like to put down on paper some things that's interesting.
Very well, let's start at the beginning. Gravity is a force.
Gravity is a force.
Gravity pulls all things down.
Gravity pulls all things down.
Wait just a minute. I don't think gravity pulls everything down.
Why, what do you mean, Mr. Simmons?
Well, clouds float in the sky. They don't fall down.
That's good thinking, Mr. Simmons. Clouds do float high in the sky, but that's because they are very light. When the tiny drops of water get heavy enough, gravity does pull them down to the ground. They fall as rain or snow.
I guess you're right. I forgot about rain and snow.
Gravity is pulling on everything all the time, but some things are pulled harder than others.
Well, what do you mean, Ray?
Now, I think I have a radio program about gravity that might help us understand how our lives depend upon it.
I think you better let's hear that program, Ray. I'd like to learn more.
Yes, me too.
All right, and you boys and girls who are my radio friends, you listen too.
How much do you weigh?
About 105 pounds.
That's because the Earth's gravity pulls you downward with just that amount of force.
Well, how much would I weigh on the moon?
The moon is much smaller than the Earth, so you would weigh about 18 pounds.
I think I'll stay where I am.
Well, gravity will help you do just exactly that.
Gravity! Gravity! All matter has a force that pulls things toward its core. Gravity is what we call that force.
If the Earth is a ball, why don't we fall off while it spins around? If the Earth is a ball, why don't we all go flying off the ground? Well, the Earth has a force that pulls and draws all matter toward its core. And the pull of the force called gravity is why we don't fall off.
Gravity, gravity, all matter has a force that pulls things toward its core. Gravity, gravity is what we call that force.
Well, the Earth is so large that each little part appears to be quite flat. But the Earth is a ball and we never fall off due to a simple fact. There's a force that draws you to its core no matter where you're at. And before you fly to the face of the Earth, there's a force to counteract.
Gravity, gravity, all matter has a force that pulls things toward its core. Gravity, gravity is what we call that force.
Roger was playing with his friends at the baseball diamond. He picked up the ball and threw it just as hard as he could. It went sailing through the air. Then it came back to his hands. There was no string tied to the ball. There was no rubber band tied to it either. It did not hit a fence or a building or anything that made it bounce. But it came back to Roger's hands. Can you think why? Let me tell you. Roger did not throw the ball straight out in front of him. He threw it straight up in the air. It went up and up and then fell down. Gravity made the ball come down. The Earth is pulling everything on it and near it. Gravity is the name we give to the pull of the Earth on things on or near its surface. Gravity always pulls things down, not up. The next time you and your friends play on the playground slide, you will be able to see gravity at work. Suppose someone should ask you why you always slide down the slide, but never up the slide. Would you know? If you were at the bottom and gave yourself a push, you might slide up a little way. But very soon you would stop going up and would slide down to the bottom again. Gravity pulls you down. When you are at the top of the slide, gravity pulls on you and makes you slide down. Gravity will not let you slide up. When you play on a teeter-totter, gravity pulls you to the ground. Then you give a little push, and gravity pulls the person on the other end of the teeter-totter down. You go up in the air, but soon gravity pulls you back down again. Gravity helps you swing, too. Every time you push the swing up in the air, gravity pulls you and the swing back toward the ground. Have you ever seen a waterfall? There may be a steep cliff in the path of a stream. When the water reaches the top of the cliff, gravity pulls it to the bottom of the cliff. Can you imagine how funny it would be to see a stream flowing along through the air? Gravity pulls the water down toward the sea. Even when you see a river flowing through land that looks level, you can be sure that gravity is making it flow. The land really isn't flat. It has a gentle slope, and gravity keeps the river flowing down the slope. You know that rain comes from high in the sky. Probably you have never stopped to wonder how it gets down to us. Now you guess that gravity pulls the rain down, and your guess is right. Gravity makes snow and hail fall to the earth, too. Gravity is pulling every raindrop and snowflake and hailstone. When you are out at night, you may see a shooting star. Something bright shoots across the sky toward the earth. You can see the trail of light it leaves. Shooting stars are pieces of rock that travel around the sun just as the earth does. When one of them gets near the earth, gravity pulls it to the earth. But you need not be afraid that a shooting star will hit you. Shooting stars get so hot as they fall through the air that there is nothing left of them but ashes. Do you see now that gravity is always pulling down on everything that is on or near the earth? If you watch carefully, you are sure to see many signs that this force, gravity, is indeed at work.
Gravity, gravity, all matter has a force that pulls things toward its core. Gravity, gravity is what we call that force.
Well, I'll be. That sure was an interesting story, Ray.
Indeed it was. I'm going to be watching for signs of gravity at work, too.
Well, I know a man who stepped on a pair of slippers and learned real quick about gravity. The slippers turned out to be two banana peels. By doggies, he sure made quite an impression on the sidewalk.
You have just heard Grandpappy Sparks and his Magic Radio. This program was written and produced by Jerry Limbert for the Science and Health Education Department of the South Bend Community School Corporation. Your announcer, Bob McDermott.